Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirvan Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We're now in Masechet Rosh Hashanah, Daf Yod Tet Amud Bet, continuing with our analysis of the third Mishnah of the different months that the Shluchid would go out to announce Rosh Chodesh. And we saw Al Elul Ne Rosh Hashanah Ve'al Tishrei Ne Takarat HaMoadot. Questions, would you need both? Kivan Denafki Lehu Elul, since they went out to tell people when Rosh Chodesh Elul was, Hatishrei Lama Lehu, why would you need to go out again? Perhaps you would think that they wouldn't know if Elul was 29 or 30 days. That we've never found one time that Elul was 30 days long since the times of Ezra. So that means we never needed to make it full, because we will manipulate the calendar and add a day in order to prevent something that we will see in a little bit in this podcast. But if we needed to, we would have done so. So Hamakalka Rosh Hashanah, then Rosh Hashanah gets messed up as a result. And it turns out that the first day they have to keep as a safek, and then they have to keep the next day as Rosh Hashanah. Mutav to call Rosh Hashanah with Kakul Kulu Moadot. Better Rosh Hashanah should be a little bit confused, as it were, and not all of the Moadot, not Sukkot. You can see that they say it's for Tishrei, for Takanat HaMoadot, unlike the other ones that just said the name of the holiday. Okay. It didn't say that if there was a Shana Mu'beret, they would go out for Adar Sheni. So matnitin alok Rebbe. That means that our Mishnah is not like Rebbe. Tanya, Rebbe Omer Dabra Shana Yotzinafal Adar Sheni. He says explicitly in a Braita that if it's a Shana Mu'beret, they go out also for Adar Sheni to tell people when Rosh Chodesh Adar Sheni is. Purim, to let them know when Purim is. So Leim of Ahakimim Palgi, perhaps their machloket is based on this division. Tomorrow, Sabbath, Kol Mitzvot HaNogot B'Sheni Nogot B'Rishon, that the Tanakhama says, that Rebbe says that, the Tanakhama says that all the mitzvot that we do in Chodesh HaSheni, you could do in the first month. And some achloka in the first parak of Megillah, and therefore all the things like Purim and the Arba Parshiyot that need to be done in the second month cannot be done in the first month, and therefore we need to let them know when Rosh Chodesh Adar Sheni is. Everybody agrees with the standard position, which is that Adar Rishon really is not an Adar. You cannot do the mitzvot of Adar in that month. They're disagreeing about Ibur Hashana. The Tanya, Kama Ibur Shana, how much do you add to a year? Shloshim Yom. Which means it's, and as the standard is, that Adar Sheni is always going to be a 30-day month, or shall we say Adar Rishon will be a 30-day month. It's a Chodesh, which means 29. So whatever the rule is, people will know, and they'll know how to count. It's either always 30 or always 29. Papa, mandem our chodesh, ratzah chodesh, ratzah shloshim. No, Shem Gamliel's position is not that it's 29, it's that it can also be 29, which means you don't know, and therefore they'd have to send somebody out. And that would be Rabbi's position to tell them that we have to tell you what, when Rosh Chodesh, Adar Sheni is, because you won't know that by knowing Rosh Chodesh Adar Rishon, because the number of days will fluctuate. Hey, Rabbi Shem Gamliel, Shem Kalakadish, Rishalayim, is an Old Testimony, Ashtay Adarim. We sanctify them on the 30th day, the day of Ibur. So, Lamemer, the Chasrin of Dinan, Malayin Law of Dinan, well, we only make them 29 days, both Adars, not 30. It's to oppose of Nachman, Barchista. Who said the following. Heid Rabbi Simon Bishum Chagai Zachari Malachi. We have an ancient tradition going back to the last Nevi'im Al Shnei Adarim. Hatzolasuton Shnei Mleim Osin Shneihem Chasun Osin Chanan Chala Chaser Osin. You can make them both 30, both 29, or 130 and 129. V'chach Hayuno Hagin Bagola. That was the tradition that they had when they were in Bavel. Shum Rabbeinu Amru the Olam Echad Malei V'Echad Chaser. It's always one Malei and one Chaser. Rabbeinu here is Rav. There are no options here. Ad shiva dalacha shukba Rosh Chodesh bizmano, until the point that you know that Adar Rishon is chaser. But otherwise, we say Adar Rishon is always malay and Adar Sheni is always chaser, which means you would not need to send people out. They asked the question, Adar Samuch Nisan, the Ulam Chaser. So they sent a message, the Adar that's last, meaning the one that's always next to Nisan, normal Adar or Adar Sheni, is always 29 days. We are going to see later on that there are 2 months for which we are Mechalel Shabbat to send out the Shluchim, and that is for Nisan and for Tishrei. So if the last Adar could be 29 or 30, then we understand why Mechalel, because people need to know when it is, and they don't have a lock on it. They don't have an automatic amount of days. But if it's always 29 days, what's the point? We could count from Rosh Chodesh Adar, and then, 29 days later, and then it's the 30th day, Rosh Chodesh Nisan. The answer is Mitzvah de Mitzvah leKadesh al HaRi'iyah. In other words, the Mitzvah is to use the testimony and not to rely on the Cheshbon, and not to rely also on all the Takanot that we're reading about now, about this one always being 29, etc. Now we're flipping it. We're saying, if you agree that it's always 29, then I understand why you're Mechalel, because of the mitzvah to sanctify with the Re'iyah. This is Mechalel, meaning that you go to your Shalayim and to testify even on Shabbat. But if sometimes it could be full, sometimes empty, amay mechalin, why be mechalel? Nabre ha'id, now mekad shel machar. Then just be mekadesh the next day, and not be mechal Shabbat. So, id ikla yom shloshim b'shabbat chinami. You're right. If the 30th day would fall on Shabbat, then you're right. And then we could do it the next day and have that month be a full month. Hacham ha'eskina, what's our case? Ikla yom shloshim b'chan b'shabbat. The 30th day was Friday. The mitzvah lekadesh al ariyah. You have to still be mekadesh based on the testimony and not rely on the cheshbon. So we want these witnesses to come, even if it involves a chilul Shabbat. Meitir of Kahana, shemitash kayam mechalin afal kulan. He says, unlike what our Mishnah said, that you mechalel for mechalel. Sorry, our Mishnah was talking about shluchim, but the edim are mechalel for every month to go and testify. Why meitakana korban? So the korban Rosh Chodesh is brought on the right day. So now, that means the rest of them are not because mitzvah lekadesh al ariyah. They can't be for that reason. They're because you want to make sure you have it on the right day. We go back to our original contention. If sometimes the last Adar could be some 29 or 30, we understand mechalel to make sure we got it right. But if it's always chaser, then why are mechalel? And the answer is, Tiyufta, you're right, that has disproven the position, that it is always chaser. Ki ata ula amar, ibru al elul. Ula came and said, you know what, there was a particular time in which they actually made elul a 30-day month. Amar ula, yadi chavrein bavloi, my tivuta avdinim bahdayu. So do these Babylonians know what kind of a favor we've done for them by making Elul that particular year a full month? Mighty Vuta. So the question is, what was the big favor that was done? And the reality is here that what happens is Rosh Hashanah cannot be on the particular day it was going to fall out on, and therefore Yom Kippur would not be either on Friday or Sunday. So that's why we have the rule Lo Adu Rosh. If Rosh Hashanah is on a Wednesday, then Yom Kippur would be on a Friday. If Yom Hashanah is on a Friday, then Yom Kippur would be on a Sunday. And we don't want Yom Kippur to be next to Shabbat. Why? So what's the big favor? Ulamar Mishum Yarkaya, because of vegetables, having access to vegetables. Rabbi Acha Bar Chanina Mar Mishum Meitaya, because of people who pass away and not being able to care for them. My Binayu, where do they disagree? Yom Kippur Shachaliot Achar Shabbat, if Yom Kippur is on Sunday. Mar Mishum Meitaya Mar Brinan. We still, even for the consideration of the Meitim, we would still be Ma'aber Elul in order to push it further one day, and Rosh Hashanah would fall out on a Shabbat, and Yom Kippur would be on a Monday, and that means that next week there would be time on Sunday to take care of the Meitim. Amanda Meshumi Arkaya, but if it's only because of vegetables, Limer Kabari Luhu. After all, Yom Kippur you're not eating anyways. When do you need them? Lorta, at night. So Lorta Tachamaiti, so at night you'll go get vegetables. Amanda Meshumi Arkaya, Lever Meshumi Taya, but the one who said that the consideration of vegetables, we still have the consideration of the dead. They disagree about the issue of Yom Tov, Friday or Sunday. We're now not talking about Yom Kippur, but rather about Sukkot. And so by having Rosh Hashanah be either on a Sunday or on a Friday, that would also affect Sukkot. And or Rosh Hashanah itself being on a Sunday or a Friday. So if it's because of Yerakot, then you could push it off. And if it's because of Metaya, after all, you could use the non-Jews to help bury. So why aren't they considering the issue of the Yerakot? The answer is because you could soak the vegetables in hot water, and then they'll be able to be eaten, and you don't have to get fresh ones. So why is it different than we do? Why is that a big favor for us? That's also a big favor for them in Israel. Don chavil an alma. The answer is we have a much hotter world here in Bavel. For them, it's not as hot, so therefore, they can wait and not bury the dead right away, and therefore, and as a result, they don't really need this favor. But the favor is done for the Bavelim who live in a hotter country. Now, Aini, is this really true that we are bear the month for this? Just like we do Ibur Hashanah for different needs, as we've seen before, like having to do with issues of Shemitah or of agriculture. I might think you do the same thing for the month. You see it, you sanctify it, you don't manipulate it. In other words, in order to make this month fuller so that the next Rosh Chodesh will be a day later, that's permissible. But in order to sanctify it, you have to sanctify it when you see it. I might think you be a Mekadesh it early. Right? Which means that you have to wait until you see it. Not that the minute you see it to Mekadesh, but that you have to wait until you see it. We scare the Edim, and make sure that they really know what they're talking about in order to make sure, in order to, even if it means to delay and make it a Chodesh Me'ubar, but we don't do that in order to get them to say that they saw it early and Mekadesh it early. So in other words, the meaning of Kazer Ebi Kadesh means until you see it, you're not Mekadesh, not as soon as. As long as Rabbi Yochanan was alive, evidently he's passed away and Rabbi Yami's taken over for him. Rabbi Yochanan taught us, that he said we actually make the Edim and kind of cajole them and persuade them to say we saw it even though they didn't see it yet. Abai says that's not a problem. In Nisan and Tishrei, since everything depends on the holidays depend on the proper testimony, therefore we will Mekadesh them early if it's needed in order to make the holidays work out with the days of the week. But the other months, we don't do it till we see it. Rav Amar Hanatani Rav Rashmuel Acherim Hinatani Acherim Amrim. We've seen this several times. The opinion that every year the calendar moves ahead by 4 days in the week or by 5 days in a week, which means all the months are consistent and nothing's ever changed. The opposite. In the opposite position, which is we specifically frighten the witnesses in order to testify early about a month they haven't yet seen, but not to delay. My Tama, hi Mexica Shikra, hi lo Mexica Shikra. Because when it was seen in its time and they don't testify, then there's a lot of other people who saw it. So therefore, it doesn't look like an obvious lie. But when a lot of people saw it and nonetheless it's announced for a day later, then it indeed seems to be a sheker. And that's not something that we want to be supporting. We'll pause at this point and pick it up with the final podcast of this parak. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.